Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Clara and Manisha.
Thank you.
Clara, you're the CEO of Cincinnati Arts and Technology Center, which partners with Cincinnati Public Schools for one of the most exciting summer programs I'm aware of, a week-long trip to Yellowstone National Park. And Manisha, you're one of the 10 students who made the cut to go on this year's trip.
Yes.
First, I'd like to hear just briefly from Clara something about the purpose of the Arts and Technology Center.
Well, we're a program based on the transformational power of the arts that is reconnecting urban teens with their self-worth and helping them to get credit to graduate. We also have a program that helps students get into employment after graduation called Bridging the Gap.
Well, so the trip to Yellowstone expands the experience of city kids in exciting ways.
Absolutely. The Yellowstone trip actually was an outgrowth of a previous program that we had called Going All Out. And we found that students really don't have the opportunities nowadays to get out and enjoy nature as they have in the past. So we decided that we would take our kids out on nature hikes and expose them to some of the resources around the community. And the Yellowstone trip actually was kind of the culminating event for that. We had done a Yellowstone trip 2 years earlier as a result of our affiliation with Bill Strickland's program in Pittsburgh, and found that the kids had so much progress made from being exposed to the trip.
Manisha, tell us, what was the most exciting and surprising part of the trip for you?
Well, I'll be a senior this upcoming fall at Withrow University. I'm kind of excited about that. It's my last year. Along the way to the trip to Yellowstone at CATS, we had the opportunity to meet wonderful people, even the staff and, you know, a lot of other students who were never really had an experience to accomplish like this. And like Kat said, give hope and opportunity. That's really what they do at CATS. And it's a wonderful opportunity that me, along with 9 other students, had, you know, this chance to get to Yellowstone to see things that we've never seen before, the hot springs, the mountains, the animals. Like, it was just amazing. And I think of all, my favorite part was coming home back to the cabin as like a family. I consider us a family, you know, just having dinner, talking about how our day went and just living it. Like, it was incredible. It was fun.
Had you been in an airplane before?
No, I have not. And that kind of was like step 2 of our hero's journey, which is the threshold of refusal or doubt. And when we were approached with this amazing opportunity to go to Yellowstone, I kind of had my doubts. I'm like, oh no, we're going by plane. I've never been on a plane before. I'm scared. And I'm just like, well, I don't want to miss out on this beautiful trip, because, you know, people like, oh, Yellowstone is amazing, you're gonna have fun. I'm just like, well, I'm scared to get on a plane. I'm gonna walk there, or I'm gonna run there. It was amazing for me. And once we got on the plane, I kind of just loosened myself and let myself go. And just, it was beautiful to look out the window and see the clouds right by us. It was really fun.
Clara, how does the center prepare these city kids for all the new things that they're going to be experiencing on this trip?
Well, once we select the students through an application process, we provide for them 6 pre-trip, which are really designed to give them some foundational knowledge about the park and what they're going to see. So those pre-trips included, 1, a mandatory parent meeting to help the parents be aware of what the kids were going to experience. 2, we took them out to do some hiking because we wanted to familiarize them with the hiking experience and also make them a little more comfortable with exercise. We took them out, and we also took them to the zoo, where Thane Maynard spent a morning with them, helping them to identify those animals that they were going to be involved with. We saw a video about the thermo features of Yellowstone National Park, which is really a great foundation for what they heard once they got there. So all in all, the kids had options to select 6 trips. They had an assignment to look up the National Park Service, which is a big piece of the Yellowstone experience, so that they were familiar with what the Park Service does and how they manage the National Park System.
Manisha, you mentioned the hero's journey, and I understand that one of the elements of the trip is reading and understanding that book by Joseph Campbell. Did it make a difference in the way you saw things?
I think it did, most definitely, because as we're there on the trip fulfilling our hero's journey, there were things that we weren't really familiar with that we had to do together as a group, and I think that helped me a lot because I'm kind of the quiet person. I'd rather do things alone. But with these people who are, you know, similar to me and share like similar prospects with me on this trip, it helped me out a lot. And with the hero's journey, it kind of made us all heroes. So
does living in the city seem different to you now that you've seen what Yellowstone is like?
Yes, major difference. Being in a city, you don't really see animals walking the streets as you would do in Montana or in here. I've never seen so many animals just crossing the street, putting the cars on hold, you know, because usually in the city there would be a cops or something instructing the animal out of way so traffic can keep going and going. But in Yellowstone, that's their home. We can't come and invade them and push them off the road. We have to wait and let them do what they do.
Well, how was the weather when you were there?
Well, the weather was surprisingly much cooler than it is here. And so I don't think it's something that I'm ever prepared for. We did instruct the students to bring a variety of clothing because we knew that the weather could be different. And that was one of our pre-trips, looking at what they were going to pack and also talking about the airport travel protocols, which was a big part of our successfully getting there.
Are you expecting to make another trip in a year or two?
You know what? We're very hopeful that we will be invited again. We were invited to go on this trip by Park Journeys in Yellowstone and feel like we are accomplishing the objectives for both of those foundations and certainly coming up with terrific outcomes for our kids. So I would be hopeful that they would invite us back.
Thanks to both of you for coming in to talk with us about this great trip.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Clara Martin, CEO of the Cincinnati Arts and Technology Center, and Renisha Bowden, a student at the center. For more information on this trip, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.